Griswold, counsel for Gate Gourmet. Herein exhibits 15A and 15K are behind me, and we have paper copies if the court would like those at their desks as well.
Certainly.
Home consumption is a term of art. It broadly encompasses all food, except that sold for immediate consumption. The director urges you to define home consumption literally as eaten in a personal residence. Well, that's like asking you to define home plate like a dish in your kitchen. Dictionary definitions can be misleading. Our resort must be to pertinent law that reveals meaning and context. The Missouri sales tax law provides a 1% sales tax rate for most eligible food under the federal food stamp program. So the starting point for the federal food stamp program is eligible food, and that's food for home consumption. This is the most expansive starting point possible because the food stamp regs make clear that home consumption means human consumption. The food stamp
program. So any food for human consumption, you're saying, qualifies for the reduced tax?
Any food that is for human consumption that is not for immediate consumption is precisely what the statute provides.
How about it? Can you focus on the use of the word for? It's for home consumption. I know you've argued that we shouldn't have to follow someone in their home and see if they ate the food there or somewhere else, but is that the only way you can determine if something is for home consumption, isn't it? Wouldn't you also be able to look at it by looking at what its purpose was, what its intended use was, and whether it was for home consumption or for airline consumption, for instance?
Your Honor, there's no breadth of a purpose requirement in the statute, in the Missouri statute or in the federal food stamp statute to which it refers. It's very clear. It starts out, the language is precisely the same except for one difference between the reg and the statute. The statute says for home, the eligible food, which is what gets the 1% rate,
right.
Eligible food is food for home consumption except alcohol, tobacco, and hot food for immediate consumption. The regs then go explain that what home consumption means is they substitute that word human consumption. The intention then is to have a broad applicability for eligible food for food stamps with the immediate home consumption carve out, the kind of food that you eat in a restaurant that's served to you hot to eat right away.
Are these items of food available to be purchased with food stamps?
The food that Gate Gourmet sales is eligible food. That is, it's for human consumption, not for immediate consumption. But there's a second requirement.
We purchase those items with food stamps?
You cannot, and the reason, Your Honor,
is so why don't we stop there? Why doesn't?
Oh, because it's irrelevant. I'll explain why. There is a just as in the food stamp law, we have the food that is available, that is eligible, and then there's a carve out for an 80-20 establishment. A restaurant, no matter what it sells, is got to be 4% food, right? Same thing for the food stamp. There is a qualified retailer requirement, which has nothing to do with the definition of the food. Gate Gourmet is not a qualified retailer, but that is entirely distinct from the only thing that's at issue here, which is the definition of food. The Missouri law specifically adopts only the definition of food, not qualified retailer requirements. They're looking for the definition.
And why, assuming the regulation says anything that people can eat is food for home consumption, why would that be an accurate interpretation of the statute? You're saying anything that's for human consumption is for home consumption.
Well,
there's the difference between home and non-home, home and restaurant, home and away. You're saying, and I don't recall you're talking about anything for human consumption is home, but tell me why that would be an accurate restatement of the statute if the regulation said anything that people can eat is for home consumption.
Well, when the Missouri legislature pointed to the federal law and said we are going to tax at 1% food that's eligible for food stamps, they pointed at the law, which was interpreted by the Department of Agriculture in its regulations, and they said home consumption is human consumption.
So if I were at an airline, could I give food stamps in order to pay for my food if you're one of the airlines that charges for the meals?
Well, first, food that airlines charge for is not an issue here. It's only food that comes along with the ticket. But secondly, no, but for the same reason that we were talking about a moment ago, an airline is not a qualified retailer. And that has nothing to do with the food. And again, the food where it's at the airline when it's served hot in the sky is not our question. You know, one of the first things I drill into my kids at Georgetown when we're talking sales tax is it's at the point of sale. The sales taxability, the status of the item, is determined at a snapshot in time because it's a transactional tax, the point of sale. So stuff that happens afterwards, where it's taken, what happened before, how it was prepared, irrelevant. It's a snapshot in time. What is this food? What's the condition the food is in? And that's what it comes down to here. What's the condition of the food at the point of sale? Is it hot and ready for immediate consumption? Or is it inedible, frozen? Somebody's got to prepare it further later. Somebody's got to go cook it. You got to cook these meals.
Your argument is that it doesn't, the analysis would not account for the seller's intention or expectation, let alone the buyer's actual use.
That is correct. The seller's intention, the buyer's later use of it, is not relevant to a transaction tax that measures the size taxability at the point of sale.
And it's food for home consumption, not prepared for home consumption? Or is it? Is there a distinction between that?
Yes, there sure is. And again, our touchstone ought to be coming back to what is it at the point of sale? At the point of sale, is it edible? Is it food that somebody's going to eat? Is it served hot, on a plate, steaming hot, a hot dog in a bun? Or is it something frozen that you've got to, in our case, cook for 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes before it can be eaten? That cooking isn't done at the cash register in a grocery store, and it's not done when Gate Gourmet passes its food off to its customer on the truck on the way to the airplane. Those things happen later. They're beyond the taxable moment, the tax decision moment. If I may, historically, the department has been in sync with the universally accepted food stamp definition of home consumption as including all food except for immediate consumption, and in sync with virtually all the other states that adopt the federal food stamp definition. The overwhelming majority of states that adopt the food stamp definition reject entirely a eaten in a personal residence requirement, and they go with the food stamp definition. And it's interesting, what the director has done in her rulings is paired words to get at that concept. So she'll refer to immediate consumption food at 4%, or food for home or off-premises consumption. She's getting at that concept that it doesn't matter so long as it's not ready to eat hot like restaurant food on the premises. The regulations are consistent with that position as well. So only now is the director taking a position different from, you know, an outlier position, really, taking a position that's different from her historic position and virtually everybody else's position. That's why we're here today. And this is what it comes down to then. You know, the food that's beyond home consumption, beyond human consumption, that's pet food. You know, that's what we're talking about. It's pet food is stuff that's beyond this. But if it's human food, it falls into one of two baskets. It's either if the seller prepares it for you, gets it all hot and ready and hands it to you and is ready to eat, well, that's 4% food. That's food for immediate consumption. If, on the other hand, what the purchaser gets is something that they've got to go on and after the point of sale, go cook it and prepare it and do something with it, that's 4% food. And the reason we have the charts is these are great examples of exactly that. If I'm in a Weinberg theater, go to the concession stand, they've got hot dogs rolling on the grill, they're popping the popcorn hot, they're heating up the nacho sauce, and they hand you this food all ready to go. That is 4% food. That is food for immediate consumption, hot and ready. You down it before you even get to your seat, right? If, on the other hand, great example, whether it's a Lean Cuisine, you can see it in the Lean Cuisine there, a Lean Cuisine meal, which is virtually indistinguishable, in fact, the commission below found, as a matter of fact, these are the same. It's frozen. Then if I'm buying that, it's not for immediate consumption. It therefore must be eligible food. It is eligible food for the food stamp program, and that gets the 4% rate. That's the core.
Why did the legislature use the word home?
Well, our legislature did not use the word home. Our legislature points to the federal food stamp statute, and the federal food stamp statute uses home consumption, and again, the Department of Agriculture explained that that means human consumption. Again, the purpose of the food stamp statute is to be as broad as possible to give, you know, food available for people to buy food stamps with, right? But it was excluding restaurant-type food, hot food, immediate consumption food. And that it is that definition that Missouri has turned to. The legislature could have done something entirely different. This is not the only way. Plenty of states define food specifically in their own ways, and legislatures are free to do that. Our legislature did do one carve-out. They said, okay, we're pointing to the federal statute, and that is home consumption, human consumption, not immediate consumption food. But they said, but if you're a restaurant, and they do this 80-20 test. If more than 80% of your gross receipts is from serving hot food for immediate consumption, well, it doesn't matter if you sell some frozen stuff to a pizza place, you know, for example, that you buy pizza but you can take home a frozen one. It's all going to be 4% food. That's the only carve out that our legislature saw fit to give us. There is no there's nothing else. So our legislature knows when it wants to do something different. Thinking about it, a number of states do make this reference to the food stamp definition, and that in itself is evidence that the legislature is going for as broad a definition as possible. What we have to do, and I keep on coming back to this, is step back from the colloquial definition. And the colloquial definition in the dictionary is not what's appropriate. It's the definition that the statutes provide. I thank you very much.
Thank you.
May it please the Court, Your Honors. Meals that are specifically designed, prepared, packaged, sold only for in-flight consumption on an airplane are not food for which food stamps may be redeemed because they are not for home consumption.
How about picnic food?
How about picnic food?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I'm at the grocery store and they have a sign that says great picnic supplies, am I paying 4%?
No, you won't pay 4%.
So it's quite clear when they prepare them and they're selling them to me, they are trying to convince me that this is food I shouldn't take home.
Right. That's true, that it would be 1% food. Here, we're not even talking about selling to the customers that are on the airlines. We're talking about sale from a company to a company. The contract is not between, or the purchase is not between, a company and an individual who's going to take that food and may eat it in a park, or may eat it at their home, or may eat it at the office. We're talking about whether it's Delta or some other airline, that is purchasing a commercial purchase of these foods, and then are included as part of their flight. This is part of their service. So that's significantly different, and I think we can virtually end it at that point. A company, I don't know that we could ever say that a company is purchasing for home consumption, because that's really who is purchasing these meals. Not an individual, not somebody on an airplane. In fact, on an airplane, you can now buy, of course, like snacks and different things like that. That's not 1% sales. Those, if you buy a meal on the airplane, you're going to pay a different tax. It won't be the 1% tax, right? And that's because, again, it's not for home consumption. They're not purchasing it for, you know, potentially taking home or maybe to the park or something like that. They're purchasing. No airline passenger is purchasing a meal here. This is Delta or United or whatever purchasing all those.
Mr. Griswold argued that the analysis should not account for the seller's intention or the buyer's after use. And
I disagree
having,
with that.
Having, I assume you will. Having just heard you argue in the Krispy Kreme case,
yes.
where Krispy Kreme took the prior opinion of this court and thought they were compelled to survey their consumers as to when they intended to eat their donuts.
Yes.
How if we include the seller's intention or the buyer's after use, how do we get away from, I understand in your case you think it would be a very bright line test, but how do the principles that we would be required, the analysis we would be required to make, how does that not lead us down the path to having to survey everyone's intention as opposed to an objective standard?
I think the context matters for certain. In fact, that's the argument that I made in Krispy Kreme too. I didn't suggest that, you know, purchasers' intentions was completely irrelevant. No, it's not. It's the context of the entirety of it, right? And here, what we're talking about is the context of these meals, objectively, we can look at it and say, based upon the facts that were presented, that these meals were prepared, by the airport. They're delivered for use in connection with the flights. They're in fact seasoned differently than food is that you just take home, because they're made for 35,000 feet. Right, and things taste differently at 35,000 feet.
I think we've all noticed that.
Yes, right, and they're true, and they're packaged. They just can't give you enough salt and pepper when you're on an airplane. But they're packaged differently. They're prepared differently. They're delivered differently. All of those things, and in fact, as I began with, they're purchased differently. This is not like a customer gets on an airplane and says, I want to buy one of these meals, right? That would be different. In fact, it is different, and it's not subject to the 1% tax. Here, they are selling these meals that are prepared to the airlines. That's a commercial sale. And under, I don't know how
so
you can make that.
Does it matter who you sell? Are you saying it matters who you sell it to, or what you thought of its use was going to be when you prepared it, or what is the objective test from what viewpoint?
Yeah, what I would say is you look at the context of the entirety of that preparation sale. I mean, the statute directs us to food as defined by the federal statute, and that is defined as for home consumption. So we have to give meaning to what does home consumption mean. If it just
and what do they think home consumption means?
What does who think?
The federal Honor. Interpretation. do they say it
they don't
is for human consumption?
They do not define. They don't define home consumption. And it's interesting. Opposing counsel referenced all kinds of decisions. I don't find any decisions describing home consumption as merely, edible to humans. If they had intended for it to be merely human consumption, they would have used human consumption.
Then we get back to my picnic analysis.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get past that? If it has to be for home consumption, in the big context, the objective context, that is not for home consumption.
And I don't know how to,
Are you saying it doesn't matter if it's consumed at home, that it's prepared for home consumption, you can take it wherever you want, but it's not intended to be eaten at that location?
Your answer is better than the one I would have given. Yes,
good answer.
For sure.
Good answer.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, it may be taken somewhere else, but in the preparation, in the design of it, in all of those things, if it is not, in fact, at all designed for home consumption, in fact, in this case, the testimony and the evidence is unequivocally that all meals are consumed in flight or discarded. The commission concluded, as a matter of fact, meals Gate Gourmet sold to its commercial airline customers were intended to be eaten by the airline's passengers and not to be taken home or not to be taken somewhere else. It was never intended to be for home consumption.
But it doesn't say prepared for home consumption. It doesn't say sold for home consumption. It doesn't say purchased for home consumption. It just says for home consumption.
For home consumption.
How much weight can we put on the word for? Can we incorporate any of these ideas? Or it seems what they're arguing is that we just ignore it and only look at home consumption.
Yeah. I think we have to put some weight on it. Otherwise, it means nothing. It's merely just human consumption. And if that's what they meant, they would have used that language. And admittedly, we are incorporating a federal statute into this. So we're talking about, you know, potential definitions or interpretations of a federal statute. So I would like to back up for just a moment and look at, I mean, the point of this 1% reduction is to allow for the tax-reduced purchase by those that for which food stamps could be purchased. And what we're talking about there are needy families looking for staple foods, not for purchasing meals on an airline. That's, if we back up to the purpose of this, and the other part I would say in that regard is, you know, I don't know that I would call this an exception. It's a unique situation. It's a reduction. And so how would we construe that? I don't know if a strict construction should apply to it, because I would argue that it does, because it is an exception to the general rule for food would be subject to 4%. This reduces that to 1%, but only if it's the type of food for which food stamps might be purchased. As a common sense factor, most people, if you said, what can you buy an airline meal for food stamps? 90% of people would say no.
What's the relevance of FDA regulations regarding packaging of food that is sold at 1% versus the food that we have in this case?
Yeah, I don't know that there's any relevance to the FDA's interpretations. In fact, I'm not sure that interpretation that home consumption just means human consumption, I don't know that would even pass some of those definitional requirements under federal law. That eliminates the whole concept of for home consumption out of it. And I know opposing counsel says, well, it differentiates between animal food, dog food, and food that humans eat. But we don't think of home consumption as pet food typically. And when we think of food stamps, we don't think of things that are like eating at Wehrenberg, like eating on an airplane. Even though a hot dog certainly can be purchased for home consumption, that was not true in Wehrenberg because it was not prepared for home consumption. The context in which it was purchased, prepared, and all of those things suggested, I think unequivocally, that this was not for home consumption. So too it is for these meals. I think, and again, I get back to you, I don't know that we need to even get any further than this is a commercial sale. This is subject to a contract between Gate Gourmet and airlines, a variety of different airlines. Yes, Your Honor.
Does your client ever look at the regulations to come up to date with the industry or with the society as a whole? Whole Foods, you go to Whole Foods, granted, it's pretty pricey, but you can buy food and eat it there. You can buy food from the ready-to-eat area. You can buy food that's frozen. You can buy picnic food. You can buy whatever you want. Whole Foods or Deerberg's or any of these places will make the food up as they want to sell to the customers. I mean,
right.
It's not based on are you going to take it home or not take it home. I mean, whatever you want to do. I mean, Sprouts is put in an eat the right outside thing, buy the food, eat right here. Yeah. It's not so simple.
And that's true. That's certainly true. But in this case, Gate Gourmet explicitly is preparing food for no other reason than to be eaten on an airplane.
When I'm on the plane and Southwest Airlines gives me peanuts, if it's free, it's for me. I pack it in my pockets here. I pack it in my pockets there. I take it to the hotel. I mean, in steerage in American Airlines, they sell you pretzels for $5. You want to pay $5 for pretzels? They'll give it all you want. You can take it home, do whatever you want with it.
Right. No, that's true. And to be fair, I'm certain I've taken my fair of bags of pretzels and peanuts home as well. In that sense. And so we're not talking about peanuts here, of course. We're talking about millions of dollars of meals that are prepared specifically for the airlines to be served, not to be taken home. And in fact, the evidence was that this food is either consumed on the airplane or within 48 hours, within 48 hours is its shelf life, or it's discarded. And that's the evidence that we had before the commission.
The 1% rate only applies to retail sales, right?
Yeah, retail sales, exactly.
What makes this a retail sale? Is it the fact that the airline doesn't separately resell it? Though they,
yeah, the airline
they're reselling it colloquially.
Right. They're included as part of their service. So like the charge for flight attendants, the charge for all kinds of things that are just included within your ticket, they're not selling it to customers. And to be perfectly honest with you, I don't know that this even qualifies as it qualifies as a retail sale from Gate Gourmet to the airline. But it's a commercial sale. It's not, when we think of for home consumption, we think of individuals or families, and particularly when we're thinking about food stamps, them going to buy something, again, could be ultimately eaten at a park, or could be at home, but it's prepared, it's packaged, it's all those things anticipated for home consumption. So the commission, the director asked this court to affirm the commission got it right in this case. Certainly, these commercial sales should not constitute home consumption. And
should we look, you're talking about commercial, is there anything that suggests that the purchaser at retail has to be someone who could be eligible for food stamps and corporations cannot be?
Yeah, I would say it could end there, actually, because they are not, it is not the type of food for which food stamps could be purchased, because they could never purchase it.
What is in the statutes or the regulations that make a distinction between a commercial purchase and a consumer purchase?
Yeah, I mean, it requires that the food be purchased, that the food be for home consumption. When a commercial entity is purchasing that food, by very nature, a commercial company is not going to be consuming it at home. It can't. It doesn't. It's not possible to do that. So I think implicit within that terminology, implicit within the entire framework, is the conclusion that a commercial sale like this cannot qualify as home consumption. But even beyond that, we look at how it's prepared. All those things, that I include in my brief, suggest that this is not for home consumption. It does not qualify for this reduced 1% tax. Therefore, we ask the court to affirm the commission in this case. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Three points, Your Honor. One, the department has just abandoned his foundational argument that home consumption means literally eaten in a personal residence. He admitted to you the truth. If I buy picnic food at a grocery store, it does not matter where I eat it. It's still 1% food. Still 4% food, but you get the point. Second point, so abandon his argument. The picnic food demonstrates he cannot even make his own argument here. There is nothing left of it because there is no support for it. Number two, there is no commercial carve-out in the statute. There is no B2B exception, business-to-business exception. If one of you decides to buy food for your clerks at a staff meeting, that is a commercial transaction. You are bringing food in for a business. That is not accepted.
But saying for home consumption is a kind of odd way to phrase it and then go through seven steps to say it's for any human and corporations or people or whatever we're dealing with. It seems an odd way for the legislature to have gone about saying anything that people can eat is only taxed at 1%.
And you and I are thinking along the same wavelength, Your Honor, because that's my third point. Common sense, that relates to my point, it's the flip side. Common sense and dictionary definitions are no substitute for statutory interpretation with resort to legal precedent, and what better legal precedent than the regulation that says home consumption is all food except for food for immediate consumption.
Well, whenever I buy at Schnucks, I'll use another story. Whenever I buy at Schnucks, if I'm buying lunch meat, it's the same tax. If I'm buying prepared food, it's the same tax. If I'm buying frozen food, it's the same tax. It's all the same tax when I go to the clerk does not go through and say, well, this one's for home consumption, this one isn't, this is already prepared, you can eat it in our It's all the same tax.
Actually, Your Honor, now this isn't in the record, but I stayed at my mom's house in St. Louis County this weekend, and I went to Whole Foods. I almost went to Chinook, so I went to Whole Foods and bought some food to eat. And I bought hot salad bar food, and it was at the low rate. I'm sorry, it was at the high rate. And I bought the I bought a can of coconut water to go with it, and it was at the 1% rate. So they do. They code it in their point of sale systems, so they know 4% rate is the hot food for immediate consumption, like a hot salad bar kind of thing, and 1% is the food that you're going to consume elsewhere after you cook it. So I think we have good examples here of 1% food and 4% food. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Case is submitted.